Imagine you're back in high school, for the most part. You're only 17, but your party habit has led to failed classes and even a trip to urgent care. One day, something changes and you decide you need to graduate. Is it too late? Jeannie Lindsay explores an option some families have turned to in Washington State.
On a tucked away campus in Bremerton, a familiar sound echoes between buildings.
Right.
In forest green uniforms, cadets shuffle their feet in the gravel. Then, on command, they march. Their faces are focused as their legs carry them forward. After marching, it's time for lunch. They have 12 minutes to eat, clean up, and get back into formation. These cadets have one thing in common. They don't have enough credits to graduate from high school. That's why they're here at the Washington Youth Academy. Loey Black came here to escape a cycle of drinking and missing school. At first glance, you would never guess this 17-year-old's history. Today, she looks healthy and strong.
I tried to go back to school, but then I just, like, started doing the same things that I did before. And I knew that if, like, I stayed with my friends and my family, that I wouldn't graduate.
When her mom first suggested the academy, Loey was not on board. She continued to drink to the point of throwing up and developed an infection in her throat.
I was so sick, I had to be put on like an IV because I couldn't drink anything because my throat hurt so bad.
That's when she knew it was time to go.
And at that moment I was kind of like, wow, you know, like it's not cool to be throwing up constantly because you're so drunk all the time. Like, I'm so done with doing this.
Loey and her mom, Connie Black, had no idea this second chance school was even an option until Connie's nephew briefly mentioned it in passing.
When we first started telling people, I was surprised at how many people had heard of the Youth Academy because I hadn't heard of it.
I didn't either.
This free program is called the National Guard Youth Challenge. Teens can recover up to 8 high school credits or a little over a year's worth of classes through their state's chapter. But unlike most military-style schools, these teens choose to come here. Like Loey, the students, or cadets as they're called, want a second chance. Larry Pierce has been director of Washington State's chapter of Challenge since 2010. Since the Washington Youth Academy's doors first opened, over 2,000 cadets have graduated.
We don't make it easy for a cadet to leave. If we've got someone that wants to leave, we start talking to them about the reasons they came and start reminding them of the reasons they're here.
For 5 months, cadets eat, sleep, train, and learn here. Connie, Loey's mom, said the day she dropped her daughter off was one of the hardest. She was nervous about the intensity of the military culture.
It was kind of a shock because the moment you walk up, they are like in
your face.
In your face. And it's hard like to have someone shouting in your kid's face.
But the willingness of cadets to buy into such a demanding process inspires families to make changes, too. Connie says she's motivated to physically and emotionally clean house.
So I wanted to hold up my end of this because she's working so hard.
After their stay at the academy, cadets work with a mentor in their community to stay on track.
Because we can control the environment while they're here, but when they return home, you know, they've changed, but the world hasn't changed.
Loey says she's looking forward to graduating from the academy and from high school, and she's even thought about a future career.
I want to help people, like maybe be something in psychology or like maybe being a therapist at a psychiatric hospital, because I know that a lot of these people aren't heard.
Here, cadets don't really have a problem being heard as they march towards success together. So for now, it's back to formation. I'm Jeannie Lindsay in Bremerton.